share with you from the Word of God. Very happy, as a child growing up, I've been so shy, introvert boy, and here the Lord has me in the midst of a congregation to speak boldly and to proclaim the good news of salvation. Praise be to God. Let's turn our Bibles to Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1. We'll be sticking mostly with the book of Daniel and just two few verses in Proverbs. So we keep our page in Daniel. Daniel chapter 1, verses 8 to 9. Daniel 1, verses 8 to 9. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Verse 9. Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill. This favor and goodwill comes through obedience. And that's the topic this morning. Favor and goodwill through obedience to God. Let us pray. Our gracious God, righteous, eternal Father, we praise you for who you are. You are a merciful God. You are a God of opportunities. You are a God of new beginnings. Lord, as we about to approach this new year by your will, we pray, O God, that one person who are listening to this message, the message which you have laid on my heart, that they will start afresh in you, that they may commit their lives to you. So, Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit will have his way freely now, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Favor and goodwill through obedience. So favor is an act of kindness or support extended to someone. Favor is an act of kindness or support extended towards someone. While goodwill reflects a friendly disposition toward other. Favor and goodwill. In Daniel, we read in the third year reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. That is, they surrounded Judah with armed forces. So therefore, the Israelite king of Judah, that's Jehoiakim, he seemed to have listened to Jeremiah's warning that Babylon victory was inevitable and should not be resisted. So in those times, you know, Babylon was a world power. Babylon was really world power. Powerful. So the Lord gave Jehoiakim into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. So very likely, Jehoiakim, by the way, he's a wicked, wicked king. Jehoiakim, not a nice king at all. Wicked. So you will understand why the Lord gave him into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar wasn't even much better either. Nebuchadnezzar was a man full of pride, all about himself. And we will see as the message go forth. So very likely, Nebuchadnezzar assumed that his strength had prevailed against Jerusalem. But it was God's will to give Jerusalem to him. It was God's will. So the psalmist says that God is the king of all the earth. He reigns over the nations. So the Babylonian captivity came about because the people of Israel had violated God's covenant. God hates sin. God hates violation. In Deuteronomy 28, he warned that disobedience would cause this to happen. So there's a warning. So goodwill and favor follows obedience. And so, disfavor and hostility follows disobedience. Make a note of that. The topic is favor and goodwill. But bear in mind that with disobedience come the opposite, disfavor and hostility. So the captivity resulted in the capture of two notable assets. One, items from the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar brought into his treasure house of his gods. What a bold man. The item of God, he took that to his treasure house of his God. And secondly, children of notable family were captured. So these young men that were captured, they had the ability to serve in the king's palace. They were impressive in appearance. They were gifted in wisdom, possessed knowledge, quick to understand, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. So the Chaldeans are a dominant population in Babylonia. They were known for their astrology, astronomy, and witchcraft. Yeah, they were very intelligent people, well-educated people, the Chaldeans. As a matter of fact, it is believed that the wise men who followed the star, they were Chaldeans. It's believed. So these people, they have some wisdom there. They study very hard. They spend their life studying. And they knew a lot. And we read that the king appointed them, or these young men, he appointed for them provisions of his delicacies. We read that. And of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training before they could serve in the king's palace. Make a note, 3 years of training. But we read that Daniel, he purposed in his heart. So he must have discerned or suspected that, you know, something may be wrong with the delicacies of the king. Right? The delicacies that of the food that the king eats and also the wine. So as part of the group chosen were four outstanding boys from the son of Judah. And these youths were given Babylonian name to assert their, you know, assimilation into the Babylonian court. Yes. So Daniel, he was called Belteshazzar. Belteshazzar. But we just said, Daniel, that name is a little challenging to call. Belteshazzar. Let us remember those names. And to Ananiah, he was called Shadrach. And I think we know that name very well, Shadrach. And we don't know much about Ananiah. We prefer the name Shadrach. And Mishael was called Meshach. And Azariah was called Abednego. Abednego. What names? So these are Babylonian names. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Daniel was called Belteshazzar. What a name. But we read in Daniel 1 verse 8 that he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, now with the wine which he drank. Daniel's concern about being defiled by the king's food might have been a matter of ceremonial cleanliness or idolatry or both. So the pagan people of Babylon, so make a note that these people in Babylon, they're pagan. They serve a lot of gods. A lot of gods. So these pagan people would have eaten unclean animals, prohibited by the law given to Israel by Moses. So bear that in mind. Even when animals were clean, Gentiles would not have removed the fat or blood according to Jewish requirements. Historians suggest Israelites were used to heavily diluted wine, whereas the Babylonians poured the wine in full strength. Full strength, they say, bring it on. Let us get drunk. That's the Babylonian, the Gentiles. So, Daniel might have wanted to avoid drunkenness, yes, as well as ceremonial uncleanness. Other commentaries or commentators suggest Daniel was mostly troubled by the king's food being dedicated to idols. So we can understand why he purposed in his heart not to eat portion of the delicacies. I would say food that's hard to resist. The delicacies, we're not talking yam and banana. Delicacies of the king. And yet, the purpose in their heart. So recorded incidents prove that Daniel and his three other captives, friends, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they were willing to die rather than to compromise their faith. They were willing to die. This is what I would call full obedience. I don't know what you would call it. But are you willing to die for the Lord? Daniel and his friends rather to die than to compromise their faith. But listen what happened with obedience. Now God brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. Let's look at Daniel 1. We are in chapter 1, verse 10 to 14. Let's look at it. 10 to 14. Goodwill and favor of the eunuch. So verse 10 says, "And the chief of the eunuch said to Daniel, I fear my lord." Sorry. Yes. "I fear my lord the king, who has appointed your food and drink. For why should he see your faces looking worse than the young men who are your age? Then you would endanger my head before the king." The king. What does this mean? This means that when he says endanger his head, the king would cut off his head. He would have his head removed. And he said he feared the king. But then, with all this, Daniel obtained favor and goodwill. Favor and goodwill. Verse 11. "So Daniel said to the steward whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. He said, please test your servant for 10 days and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink." Say, what? You're going to leave the portion of the king's delicacy for bush, for vegetables, and water? What is this? But Daniel and his friends knew that little is much when God is in it. And our sister sang the song that throughout generation he never fails. Daniel knew that our God will not fail. Why should he fail now? He will not fail. He cannot fail. Verse 13. "Then let our appearance be examined before you." What a fate. "And the appearance of the young men who eat the portion of the king's delicacies. And as you see fit, so deal with your servant." Verse 14. "So he consented with them in this matter and tested them 10 days. Do we see favor and goodwill? He consented, even though he feared the king and his head would be possibly in danger. And at the end of the 10 days, their features appeared better in flesh." We're talking about from vegetable and water. with God in it. Then all the young men who ate the portion of the king's deli. So they appeared better in flesh than all the young men who had the portion of the king's delicacies. And we could wonder what that is. We could only wonder. At the end of the 3 years of training, the chief of the eunuchs brought in all the young men before Nebuchadnezzar, who interviewed them. And among them all, none was found like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. None was found like them. And they serve before the king. What does it mean to serve before the king? They were in position of high standing. Do we see goodwill, favor, and goodwill? Favor and goodwill followed them through obedience. And in all matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, he find them 10 times better than all the magicians, astrologers, who were in all the realm. 10 times. So these magicians, these astrologers, they studied from probably several years. Suppose they had studied for 10 years. Then Daniel and his 3 friends, it took them 3 years to know more than them. And they were 10 times as better. So if they had studied 10 years, then 10 tens, 100. It would take them 100 years to learn what Daniel and his friends learned in 3 years. And we will see why our God is the omnipotent God. Daniel 1 verse 17. Let's look at verse 17 in Daniel 1. And we'll understand. As for these 4 young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all vision and dream. So you see, the Lord is on your side when you are obedient to him. He allows favor and goodwill to come your way. Now, we go into chapter 2. And we will see that in the second year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, he had a dream that troubled his spirit to the point where his sleep left him. Brothers and sisters, God is working. God is working on Daniel's behalf. His spirit was anxious to know the dream. So he offered gifts, rewards, and great honors to magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, and Chaldeans, if they make known to him the dream and its interpretation. But guess what? They all failed. They all failed, and the king was angry and furious and gave the command to Arioch, who is the captain of the guard, to kill all wise men of Babylon. If he kill all the wise men of Babylon, who would he have left? That's how hungry. And Proverbs tells us that the wrath of a king is like the roaring of a lion. Hungry, furious. So Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time that he might tell the interpretation of the dream. That's favor and goodwill again. Because the command was given to kill all wise men. So Daniel could have been killed. So favor and goodwill followed him. Then Daniel went and told his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, that they might seek mercies from God and not perish with the rest of the wise men. Daniel told his friends. You see, true friends look out for each other. True friend don't let you down. True friend don't bring you down. And I don't need to say any more than that. Keep your eyes open. True friend want to see you get promoted. True friend want to see you built up. And true Christians want to see each other built up in Christ. Amen. So then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel praise God and give God thanks. The secret was revealed to Daniel. These men who studied probably for years could not tell the dream nor the interpretation. But Daniel did, just through one night vision. But who revealed it to him? The omniscient God. The omniscient God. He knows every secret. Nothing is hidden from him. He's all wise, all knowing. Then Daniel went to Arioch, whom the king appointed to destroy the wise men of Babylon, and told him not to destroy the wise men anymore, but take him himself, Daniel himself, before the king, so he could tell the interpretation of the dream. Arioch did just that. Favor and goodwill. He did just that. And Daniel told the king the dream and its interpretation. And the king fell down on his face, prostrate himself before Daniel. This is a king, prostrate before Daniel. And commanded that they should present an offer of incense. Offering an incense to Daniel. Favor and goodwill. Imagine the king is prostrate. A king. The king might be probably saying in his heart that, Daniel, you are the real king. But you see, but in God, we are more than earthly kings. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Daniel obeyed the Lord. He was obedient to God. And the king said to Daniel, truly, your God is the God of God, the Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets. Let us look at Daniel 2 verse 48. Daniel 2 verse 48. Then the king promoted Daniel and gave him many great gifts. And he made him ruler over the whole province, the whole region of Babylon. And not only ruler, but also chief administrator over all the wise men of Babylon. And those are the wise men that remain. So favor and goodwill. What more promotion was left for Daniel? Look at verse 49. Also, Daniel petitioned. I told you about true friends. Daniel petitioned the king, and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. To sit in the gate of the king means to be in a place of power, authority, influence, and close to the king to participate actively in the affairs of the kingdom. God elevates those who are obedient to him. It's obvious. Proverbs 14 verse 35. I want us to look at Proverbs 14 verse 35. The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him who causes shame. The king's favor is toward a wise servant. Who is a wise servant? One who obeys God. One who obeys God is a wise servant. So Nebuchadnezzar made an image with all this that he had seen. His heart stubborn. And there are many people today who have been hearing the gospel over and over and still acting like Nebuchadnezzar. Rejecting. Hardening your heart. Nebuchadnezzar, after all this, he made an image of gold and invited prominent people. This guy is full of pride in him. And he invited prominent people to the dedication of this image. And then a command was given to fall down and worship the image. And who does not fall down shall be cast immediately into a fiery furnace. Remember, the wrath of a king is like the roaring of a lion. But Daniel's friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, did not worship the gold image, nor serve their God. King Nebuchadnezzar was disappointed and gave them another chance to fall down and worship the image. But they emphatically made it known to him that they would not serve his God nor worship the gold image. As a result, the king Nebuchadnezzar got furious. Don't get the king furious, you know. He got furious and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than which it normally heated. 7 times more. The wrath of the king is like the roaring of a lion. But King Nebuchadnezzar, he never knew Proverbs 14 verse 26. He never knew that verse. Let's turn to Proverbs 14 verse 26. He never knew that. In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. That's what happens when we obey God. There is strong confidence and refuge in him. Let us not be discouraged. We have failed throughout this year, but God has never failed. Make a note of that. Our God, as our sister Chapman sing, he never failed. And he will not fail. He cannot fail. So let's be obedient unto God, even to the point of death. Not just for promotion, but to the glory of God, the Father. To the glory of God. We are gathered here for his glory. And so the three Israelite boys were bounded and cast in the fiery furnace. This was supposed to be a, as I say, disfavor and hostility. It was supposed, it was meant. But the fire had no effect on them as they walk about. For God sent an angel to protect them. Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. He was astonished at this. And he said, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Favor and goodwill. He's calling them now as if they are his friends. Remember, he supposed disfavor and hostility. They are bounded and cast. And now he's telling them to come here. I want to add my friends. But that could be what was in his heart. He said, come out and come here. But Proverbs 16 verse 7 said that when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. When a man's ways please the Lord, remember that. We're living for Jesus Christ. And when they came out, there was no burn, nor smell of smoke on their bodies or on their clothes. No trace of smoke, no burn on them. And we know that with God, all things are possible. All things are possible with God. Last verse, Daniel 3, verse 28. Last verse. Nebuchadnezzar says, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angels and delivered his servant who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their body, meaning they chose death, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their God. But Matthew reminds us that he who loses life for Christ's sake will find it. If you lose your life for Christ's sake, you will find it. So Nebuchadnezzar, he made a decree that anybody who speaks anything negatively against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut to pieces. tell you about the king's wrath.
He was convinced that the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is the true and living God. And with all that, he still never accepted God. And he said, they shall be cut to pieces, and the houses shall be made an ash heap. Meaning that children, whosoever in the household, will be killed. It's done. That house will be empty. That's how, that the decree that he made. Because he said, there is no other God who can deliver like this. No other God who can deliver like this. Guess what? Promotion on the way again. Then King Nebuchadnezzar promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Favor and goodwill. Favor and goodwill. He said, no other God can deliver like this. This morning, there's a soul to be delivered. Not just from a fiery furnace, but from the lake of fire in hell, which is the fire of all fires. My friends, be wise, even like Daniel. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Heaven gates, the gate of heaven is open wide. Open wide. And the song said, be wise and step inside. And do not be like some who have thrown their lovely chance away. The chance, my friend, is lovely while the gate is open. But when that gate, when that door is closed, it's all over. The cutting up of the saints is near. Be wise and step inside. If the Lord has spoken to someone here this morning who has not accepted Christ as his Savior, be wise and step inside. Be free to come forward and someone will acknowledge you. A brother, a sister will acknowledge you and show you more clearly how you can accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. God bless you all.